Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report Podcast on Tape Backup. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Ian Locke, Service Director for Storage and Backup with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what are the pros and cons of tape as a backup target in comparison with disk? Over to you, Ian.
Disk-based backup and the advanced functionality which it brings has transformed the world of backup in the last 5 years or so. Just about every backup solution I have designed and installed in this period has been primarily based on a disk target of some description. Tape, though, still has a place, which is why we have recently seen the roadmap for LCO extended out to an 8th generation. Pro number one for tape is still its cost per gig, although as large capacity disk drive prices continue to fall, this is becoming a much closer contest. A single LCO5 tape cartridge, for example, will cost between £60 and £100, and a single drive around £2,500. For 10 terabytes, that equates to around 28 pence per gig of backup storage capacity, that's assuming 2-to-1 compression. For 10 terabytes of branded direct-attached SATA storage, though, one might expect to pay around £5,000, equating to 50 pence per gig, or about double the cost of tape. I should say here that a more advanced appliance with deduplication features will cost a lot more than this. So tape still has an advantage, particularly for large backup volumes, but this advantage is definitely shrinking. Pro number two is mobility. It is very easy to pick up a box of tape cartridges and ship them from your production location to an off-site facility for long-term storage. If you do this regularly, you have the basis of a simple DR protection policy. It's somewhat more difficult to ship disk drives in an array between sites, however. More realistically, a disk-based solution will involve copying data between the two storage systems over a WAN from one site to another. Once this is set up, of course, it is much simpler than handling tapes every day, but it does come at a cost. You have to pay for the WAN links and usually for an expensive replication software option. My company is frequently asked to write business cases to illustrate the benefits of one method over the other. The third pro is raw straight-line speed, surprisingly. The maximum throughput of an LCO drive is 280 megs per second, again, assuming 2-to-1 compression. And that makes reading and writing to a single LCO tape drive faster than to a single disk drive, and as fast as many simple SATA-based drive arrays. The problem, and so our first con, is of course getting the tape drive up to that speed and keeping it there. To feed the tape drive at this speed, you either need a very powerful backup server and a well-configured source drive array, or you need a whole string of network backup clients multiplexing their backups at the same time. The cons now start to come thick and fast, normally starting with reliability. In a tape drive, there are lots of complex moving parts, both in the drive and in the media, which can and do break. Tape drives are also susceptible to bits of dust and grit in the data center air and on the cases of the tape media. Tape drives also start and stop a lot as the data stream from the backup server comes and goes, and all this causes wear and tear and explains why reliability levels can seem to drop steeply in busy tape environments after 3 years. Other cons include access speed, as tape drives can take several minutes to load, mount, and position before a single byte can be read from them. Also, much of the move away from tape to disk-based backup has been driven by concerns over the security of manual tape handling and the high-profile legal cases linked to losses of backup tapes containing personal data in the States.
Thank you, Ian. The next question is, where should tape fit into a contemporary backup and archiving strategy?
Despite all those cons, tape still does fit into a contemporary backup and archive strategy in a couple of key areas. Firstly, it still makes sense for long-term storage of large volumes of data. And by long-term, we really mean those month-end or quarterly backups, which have to be kept for maybe 5 or 7 years or even longer. It makes very little sense to keep these large static backup images on disk, consuming power, cooling, and maintenance budgets, when the data is accessed so infrequently. A sensible strategy will keep daily and weekly backups, that's those with shorter retentions, on disk for the first month or two, with monthly and quarterly backups and kept on tape and held off-site. To provide protection from disaster, the daily and weekly backups on disk should ideally be replicated to a second site. And this can be achieved in several different ways, either through an option of a backup application, through array replication, or through advanced functionality of an intelligent VTL or a deduplicating appliance. I often advocate that tape is used in this way as the final backup location for long-term retention, after daily and weekly backups have been protected on deduplicated disk to cut down their size, and with these deduplicated images replicated to a second site. Tape also still has a place for off-site disaster recovery protection, where disk-based replication is not an available option. For example, where a company only has a single site. In this case, creating a second copy of backups onto tape, which is then shipped off-site, provides a basic form of DR protection. The primary backup copy may still best reside on disk, providing flexible backup and high-speed restore, though. Finally, tape is, of course, still a good option if cost is an issue. A single LTO4 tape drive can be purchased for just over £1,000 today, and an LTO4 tape cartridge for between £15 and £20. And this gives you a backup target for a small environment of a few servers, and as data volumes grow, you only need to buy some more tapes. This is still a cheaper option than buying a disk array or appliance, which would need to be constantly expanded over time to accommodate increasing numbers of backups.
Excellent. Thank you, Ian. And that's the end of the podcast.